All right, well, for the first time in American history, an impeachment has occurred of the president along strictly partisan lines. Not one single Republican voted for impeachment. It happened in real time. I was watching the president speak in Battle Creek at the Kellogg Center live last night at the big rally there. People in Michigan witnessing the longest rally to date, 2 hours and 1 minute. It was long, but he covered it all. My next guest is a member of the administration. We'll touch on that, and then we'll move to more important items. Ken Cuccinelli here, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Acting Deputy Secretary. Ken, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Good. So give me your read. I mean, I think that the Democrats have rendered impeachment pointless, and now apparently Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to even send it over to the Senate for consideration. At least that's the opinion today. So if you don't even ever send it over, what was the point of any of it?
Well, the point was to have their show trial, and the show didn't go very well. At the Department of Homeland Security, we're kind of used to show hearings. We've been called into a whole bunch of them with no legislative point to them other than having the hearing so they can showboat and so forth.
Yeah, and talk about how children are in cages and other such nonsense, which is, you know, you have dividers that made out of chain link fence. Yes, that's how we divide people, to make sure that women of the proper age are here and children are separated out from men of military age, as they say. I mean, this, you know, you have to conduct yourself in some way to separate things. But let's talk about the southern border. Where are we number wise? Because with everything that went on with impeachment and everything, Ken, we kind of lost track of a lot of other very important stories. Nothing more important than our sovereignty and our southern border. Where are we?
Right. Well, certainly we are well down from the worst of the crisis in May, when we had over 140,000 apprehended illegals crossing our border. Last month we had just over 40,000, so literally down 100,000 per month. We're still at what we consider to be crisis levels. I mean, Jay Johnson, who is President Obama's last Secretary of Homeland Security, said famously that 1,000 apprehensions is a bad day. Well, we're at 1,500 a day, 1,500 a day, so we're way, way past Jay Johnson's bad day every single day. And so we're still fighting that battle, but overwhelmingly, we have gotten rid of catch and release. We have the vast majority of folks either remaining in Mexico or being detained in the United States. So people aren't being released into the interior of the U.S. like they were earlier in 2019, because we were so totally overwhelmed that we didn't have systems in place to handle it. Now, mind you, all this has happened without cooperation from Congress. They've been too busy.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I saw that on TV somewhere. They're so busy parading around people that heard gossip and sped rumors and played the game of telephone. Anyhow, despite all that, what about asylum seekers? We're cracking down there as well, are we not?
Well, I'm not sure cracking down is the right word. It's that, but I know what you mean. We're cracking down on fraudulent asylum seekers.
That's my point. Abuse of the system.
Right, abuse of the system. And I knew that's what you meant. And that is happening. And, you know, the first 11,000 cases out of the Remain in Mexico program, the formal name of it is MPP, Migrant Protection Protocols, only a few hundred were granted relief. Half didn't show up, almost exactly. And then of the remaining 5,700 cases, a few hundred were found to be legitimate. So the Remain in Mexico program is working spectacularly well. Nothing is ever perfect, but it's working spectacularly well. It's allowing us not to release people into the U.S. interior and adjudicate their cases. So those few hundred that have legitimate asylum cases, that they have been put on the asylum track here in the most generous nation in the world, the United States of America, where we still welcome people who are genuinely oppressed and put upon for religious or political reasons and so forth. But that whole pipeline has been so clogged with fraudulent seekers of asylum that it has backed us up substantially. And we're working very hard to knock down that backlog. while also deterring and removing those who come to our border illegally.
Yeah. All right. So where do you want to be? I mean, your 1,500 a day seems, well, according to Jay Johnson, you're just far too many. But how do we get it down to where it needs to be? We're, what, 450 miles of border wall, something of that nature, and we're working harder and doing more, and yet we still have this problem. Where do you want to? I mean, zero would be nice. I don't know if that's realistic.
Yeah, zero would be outstanding. And, I mean, zero is the goal, but, you know, we recognize that even though that's the goal under the law, that's not practical. However, what is practical is quick returns, quick repatriations, quick turnarounds, so that coming across the border, especially en masse, is no longer a way to get into the United States illegally, which it has been for years and years and years. And this president is really the first to promise to bring an end to that and then actually do something about it. If he had congressional support, and particularly the House, I mean, let's be clear, the Judiciary Committee under in the Senate under Senator Graham's leadership actually advanced a major bill to reform asylum and cut down the loophole problems we have there. But the House has done nothing but show trials and show hearings, I should say. They have no real conclusion. The point is to have the hearing. And whereas the Senate has at least made a good effort at fixing some of these problems.
Right.
But we really need both bodies doing it, if or it isn't going to happen.
Well, yeah, but yeah, and I wonder if that's possible. Ken Cuccinelli here, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary. And Ken, the problem is you've got all of these radicals on the far left. They don't care about anything you're doing. They think that it should be open borders and sanctuary cities, and we should give Social Security and voting rights to all illegal aliens. I mean, so the problem is you've got these people that their functioning IQ is somewhere around room temperature, and that's the problem in my estimation. You don't have to say that. I will. It's fine. But how do you fix that? We've got about a minute here. How do you fix it if you can't get people that even have enough common sense to fill a thimble?
Well, look, I mean, the reason we're getting the good policies we have now is because Donald Trump was elected president. And that's a bottom line. And that's not a Republican or Democrat thing. I mean, George Bush didn't do this stuff, you know, didn't
right.
do what Donald Trump's doing. And neither did Barack Obama.
Right.
It took a different kind of president who was willing to not only put the wood to our allies, Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, but then to cooperate with them when they were willing to do it.
Yeah.
We're getting more help from Mexico than Congress.
Yeah. Isn't that
it's outrageous.
Yeah, and they basically have a war going on in the northern part of their country, and they're still helping us more. Ken, I got to leave it there. Ken Cuccinelli, I always appreciate you being here. If we don't
Steve,
talk,
good to be with you.
Yeah, have a Merry Christmas.
You do the same.
There you have it. Ken Cuccinelli, everybody. Around the corner, Lee Chatfield, the Michigan House of Representatives Speaker. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats. Accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All of my anger was taken out of my brother, and we used to get into fights almost every day. My mom and I pretty much shut down. I didn't know how to trust her.
People may not look like they're connected to you, but in some ways they are connected to you.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
Ellie's Place supports grieving children and teens throughout the year and especially during the holidays. To learn more about their special programs, visit elliesplace.org. Generously supported by Auto Owners Insurance.